I did believe an actor's life for me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Zordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn, Caroline Quentin, and Blaine Fairman. Episode 2, I Can Do That.
Robert, old boy, this is a pleasant surprise. Good to see you.
Hello, Desmond.
Take a seat, old chap.
Thanks. I hope you're not busy.
An agent is always free for his clients, Robert. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just a bit concerned about my acting.
Really? Why?
I'm not doing any. I haven't had a job in 4 months, not since October.
Really? Well, you mustn't let it get you down. All actors spend time resting, you know.
It's more like hibernating in my case.
Now, look on the bright side. At least you've had some jobs. You've had some good ones, too. You've even played the West End.
I played Father Christmas at Liberty's.
Well, it looks good on your CV. What's more, I'm still getting you auditions. That's very important. I mean, what about the thing I sent you for last week?
Oh, yes, that. Well, I'd rather forget about that, Desmond.
Really? Why?
Well, it was rather embarrassing, that's all.
Embarrassing? Nothing's embarrassing for an actor. Except for porn, of course. Wasn't porn, was it?
Well,
my goodness. Why didn't you tell me, old boy? That's hilarious.
What's hilarious?
You, in a porno movie.
I didn't get the part.
I'm not surprised. Remind me, what was it called?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
What? But you're not a dwarf.
I know. The part on offer was Snow White. It was a gay porno movie.
Good Lord.
Anyhow, I'm pretty desperate, Desmond. I wondered if you'd got anything else.
Yes. Yes, now come to think of it, I may have something that's right up your street.
Really?
Yes. A telly, pretty big too, your big chance. They're looking for a complete unknown. And I reckon nobody can be more unknown than you.
True.
It's a thriller, on film, 50 minutes... Great plot.
And it's a good part, is it?
The part, Robert. The part.
Wow.
It's all about this spy. Young, rich, good-looking, who discovers that his sister is a Russian agent. What should he do about it? Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds great.
You'll be playing his chauffeur.
Well, Desmond, there is one slight problem.
What's that?
I don't drive.
Not to worry. They can do anything with back projection. You probably won't need to.
What do you mean, probably?
Now, listen. The director's an old mate of mine, so if you want the part, I reckon it's all yours. Money in the bank.
Well, I'm very keen indeed, yes, but...
I'll fix it up for you to meet the director, Matt, this afternoon. Here's the address. You get along there.
Yeah, okay.
And whatever you do, don't tell him you can't drive. Anything he asks you, just say you can do it.
What, anything?
Anything! Act the tough guy. Be macho man, Robert.
Macho man? Match stick man's more my thing. I'm a pune.
You do want to work in telly, don't you, Robert?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, this is your chance. Now, what do you say?
Okay, I'll go and see him.
Good boy. I'm telling you, this is a big production. You've heard of Glenda Jackson?
Well, of course I have.
Well, they tried to get her for the sister.
Mr. Barrington will see you now if you just follow me.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Matt Barrington.
Robert Wilson.
Good to meet with you, Bob.
Robert.
This is my production assistant, Linda Marshall.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
I call Linda my production assistant because I think secretary is such a demeaning word for a woman of her ability. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Matt's very forward thinking like that.
Yes, I like to think so. Make us a cup of tea, would you, sweetie? I'm fine.
Right. Excuse me a moment, Mr. Wilson.
Invaluable she is. Don't know how I'd cope without her. Tea bags, probably.
Quite.
So, you're Desmond's lad, huh? Old mates, me and Des, worked together in Vancouver.
Yes, he said you were friends.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Take a seat, Bob.
Robert.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I trained at the Guildhall and graduated last year. Since then, I played such roles as Andrew Cleese, Norman in The Norman Conquest, Puck in Henry V.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. Where was that?
Bootles. I've also played in the West End, though.
Really? Now, what was that? Is it a big part?
In a way, yes. I was. It was a one-man show about St. Nicholas, actually.
Hey, stop! I'm sorry, I missed that.
Well, it only had a very limited season.
But still, that's quite an achievement and pretty demanding, I guess.
Well, very demanding, actually.
Of course, this part I'm casting is pretty demanding, too.
The chauffeur?
Right. It's physical. You see, what we're looking for is someone surprising. Someone who can be tough and dynamic, but who looks a real whip. You look just great for the role.
I see, yes. Well, I am quite tough, actually. I go jogging. Jog everywhere, in fact. And I weight train regularly. Did an hour this morning.
Well, that's fantastic. A man after my own heart. I tell you, there's nothing like pumping the old iron for toning the muscles.
Really? I hate ironing, in fact.
I've also got this rowing machine here. Now, what do you think of it? I use it a lot.
Well, on the Serpentine, I suppose. Well, it's not far.
Serpentine? I use it right here in the office.
Well, you flood the office.
Oh, I get it. Very funny. I like your humor, Bob. Deadpan, great for the part. Here, have a go with it. Just sit in it and pull away.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, well, of course, they've got one of these at my club, where I train. Now, I just,
You pull?
Well, of course.
It's tremendous, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wonderful.
There's nothing like a good old heave, I always say.
I think I can feel one coming on.
Are you all right? You don't sound so good.
No, I'm fine. This is a special breathing technique I've developed. Fine.
Good. Now, about this part, Bob, it's an action piece, see? And there's one section where you figure pretty big. Not that there's anything you find too tricky.
Oh, good.
Not with your experience at scuba diving.
Wait, what?
Well, Dad tells me you're real good at scuba.
Does he? Oh, well, yes. I love it. A great one.
Fine. He also says you're just great at abseiling.
Oh, I am. I've done loads of that. I'm from a boating family, actually.
Abseiling. Coming down cliffs on ropes.
Oh, good God. I said, good. Even better.
Great. Well, I figure you'll be just fine for the part if you want it, that is.
You mean you're offering it to me?
Yeah. Say, I was just thinking, chauffeur, I presume you can drive.
Of course I can drive. I drove here this afternoon. Drive everywhere. Well, when I'm not jogging, that is. Of course. By the way, who's playing the agent?
Oh, he's a guy called Steve Parks. Now, he's great.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he can do everything. Sea, scuba, climb, dive, horse ride, the lot. He's fantastic.
Oh, great.
He's modern, too. He's just played a prince in an underground movie. Avant-garde version of a classic. Now, I haven't seen it, but it sure sounds exciting.
What's it called?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, thank you for seeing me, Mr. Barrington.
Matt, shooting in 2 weeks. See you then.
See you.
I'll be off the square if you don't mind, Matt.
Not at all, sweetie. I'm about to leave myself. Bye.
Bye.
You have far to go.
Ealing, I live off Hanger Lane.
Oh, really? What a small world. So do I. Are you taking the tube?
Well, I do usually, yeah.
Well, I'll join you then.
But you've got the car.
What car?
Your car. The one you came in.
Oh, that car! Stupid of me. So I have. Well, I'll see you then.
Well, hang on. Don't suppose you could be really kind to give me a lift, could you?
What?
Well, since you're going my way, that is.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, yes, I'd love to. Fine.
Oh, my God!
What is it?
It's been stolen! I left it over there and stuff it nicked it. Would you believe it? I know. And I can't give you a lift. I'm so sorry. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, damn, damn, damn.
What do you do?
Why, don't worry about me. I'll sort something out. You get on off home.
Well, look, hang on. There's Max. Oh, he'll know what to do.
Oh, no, please.
Max!
Hi, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
Someone's stolen Bob's car.
What?
Why, it's nothing, really. It's nothing.
Huh? A car isn't nothing, Bob.
Well, this one is.
This is a matter for the police.
The police? Right. Well, I'll see them tomorrow.
There's no time like the present. We'll go now. Come on.
There was no need for you to come in with me, really.
You look terrible, Bob. You need support.
You're too kind.
Can I help you?
Yes. My friend here has had his car stolen.
Right, I better get some details. Name?
Robert Wilson.
Address?
45 Cook's Road, Ealing.
Thank you. When did it happen, Mr. Wilson?
This afternoon, sometime in Latimer Avenue.
I see. Could you give me a description?
Oh, yes. Well, it's a quiet road. Houses on both sides.
That's the car. Describe the car.
Oh, sorry. Four wheels. Four doors.
I was actually thinking of something a little more specific, like the make.
Ah. Well, it's one of those Italian ones. Zanussi.
Zanussi. You drive a washing machine.
Sorry? Do you mean a Fiat, Bob?
Oh, yeah, that's right, a Fiat.
Uno.
Oh, yes, just the one.
Right, what's the registration number?
A DUB 401D.
Good. We'll put a call out on it.
Great. Thank you.
Any idea who might be responsible, Constable?
Probably some idiot playing silly beggars, I expect, sir.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hello, Desmond.
Sue, dear. Lovely to see you.
You've got Robert's message, then?
Yes, is he around?
Just swimming a width of the pool. He'll be out in a minute.
Good, I'd like to have a word. Wish him luck for tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
Funny place to spend your last evening. I haven't been to a swimming pool in years.
Robert's become quite a regular here, preparing for one of his stunts. You know the film involves some scuba diving.
Yes.
Well, he thought he'd better learn to swim first.
Ah.
He's worked very hard at it. He went in without his wings yesterday. Right in at the deep end.
Good boy. How did he get on?
Sank like a stone. Had to fish him out. He just can't seem to keep afloat.
Never mind. He doesn't need to for scuba. As long as he can flap around a bit underwater, he'll look fine.
Not with his mouth open, he won't.
Oh, poor chap. Been here a lot, has he, dear?
Yes. Every day except Sunday.
Day of rest, eh?
No, day of abseiling. That's in the film. Hang on, here he comes.
Where?
Over there, the stripy trunks.
Good grief. First time I've seen him with no clothes on. Thin, isn't he?
Well, he's...
Looks like an X-ray.
Please, who hear you?
An X-ray of a twig.
He's depressed enough as it is. He needs his confidence boosting, not deflating.
Of course, I understand. Sorry. Don't you worry, dear. I'll cheer him up. Part of the agent's job.
Oh, Desmond. Glad you could come.
Please, too, my boy. I must say, you look tremendous.
Do I?
Absolutely. I mean, just look at those bulges.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Just these new trunks.
I mean, your muscles.
What muscles?
Your muscles. You look like the Greek god, Athene.
I think you mean Adonis, Desmond.
I think Athene's more accurate.
I mean it, Robert.
Thanks.
I'll need to be a god to survive tomorrow.
Don't you worry.
Well, abseiling's dangerous, Desmond.
I know, but you'll be all right. Where's the location?
It's some beauty spot in Kent. Kenton Heights, it's called.
Ah, yes, Dead Man's Drop. I know it well.
Dead Man's Drop?
Yes. No, well, it's just a silly name. Doesn't mean anything, really. I mean, they haven't had an accident there for days. Yes, it was on the news last week. A climber.
Oh, my God.
You get a magnificent view, though.
Oh, terrific. I'll remember to keep my eyes open as I fall.
No, really, there's a lovely river at the bottom. Beautiful it is. It'd be a great spot for bathing if it wasn't for the current. Pity that.
Yeah, great pity. That's where I'm doing the scuba diving.
Nervous?
Yes. Can you hear a rattling noise?
No.
I can.
Probably your teeth. Are we nearly there?
Yes. According to the directions, it's down this sloping track for a mile, turn right, and there are the heights in front of you.
Just rising up?
I'm just dropping away. We can't miss them.
I hope we can. Are they doing all your stunts today?
I think so. I have to abseil down the cliff, dive into the river looking for the missing briefcase, discover the Russian's body, stagger out of the river, avoid being shot by snipers, get snatched to safety by my boss as he gallops past on horseback. Then after lunch...
After lunch?
Only joking.
I'm glad you still can. I think it's really mean of them to do your stunt sequences on the first day. There's no need to.
Well, I don't know. It's good for the budget.
Why?
Well, if I kill myself, they can recast without wasting any film.
Don't be silly.
It's true. Why else do you think they'd pick an unknown like me?
I don't know.
No. No, you're supposed to say, because you're brilliant, Robert.
Oh, yes. Because you're brilliant, Robert.
No, I'm not. Oh, come on. Yes, you are.
What?
Oh, you see... Well, never mind. Hang on, it's not far now. We better stop.
Why?
Well, just stop, okay?
What?
Sue, just stop.
Right. Let's just snap.
Right. I'll take over from here.
You're what?
I'll take over.
But your driving scene isn't for a fortnight, and you need to practice.
Well, never mind. I want to look the part coming onto the set.
Look, what part? You're not playing the Wally, Robert. Your driving's terrible. You keep stalling.
Well, I know that. But don't you see? I can freewheel. It's downhill all the way from here.
I know it's downhill. It's a bloody cliff.
So please, this is important to me.
For the last time, you are not driving.
Pig.
And I'm not a pig.
All right. So then.
Shut up, Robert.
I can still hear that rattling noise.
Can you?
Sounds to me as though the hubcaps come loose.
I'll have a look when we get there, Robert.
I should look now. You don't want to lose it.
We've only got a little way to go.
Yes, but if it comes off now, you'll never find it.
Oh, all right. I'll check the damn things. It'll stop you fussing.
I'm sure it's for the best, Sue.
Which one was it? They both look okay on this side. Seems quite firm. Is it on your side you heard it, Robert? 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 Why is this car moving? Robert, stop the car. Get out of the driving seat at once. I told you not to drive it.
Bye-bye, Sue. See you on set.
Robert!
Oh, this isn't too difficult at all. Just turn the corner. Ease towards the other cars. Good. Lots of people here. Better make sure they notice me. Quick honk on the horn, that should do the trick. Damn, this must be the horn. No, that's the lights. Never mind, forget it. Just better indicate right. That's the horn. Anyhow, just turn onto the grass and stop. Well done, Robert.
Bob! Hi! Good to see you!
Morning, Matt.
Got a new car, I see.
What?
Instead of the Fiat.
Oh, yes, the car. I got it yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it must be new. I noticed you checking all the equipment as you pulled up.
Yes, quite. Anyhow, perhaps I'd better be...
Getting ready, yep. Now, if you'd like to park the car over by the trailer, we'll begin makeup.
Park the car over by the trailer?
Yeah, just up the hill over there. That'll be fine.
Ah, yes, I see. Right.
Where is it? What's
it? I've got to get out!
What is it?
It's a spider!
A what?
A spider! A huge one has gone under the seat!
What, a poisonous one?
Why, I don't think so. Just horrible. I've got this thing about spiders. Can't stay near a car that's got spiders in it.
Yeah, of course. Come on. I'll get someone else to move it. Now, don't you worry about a thing, Bob.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about
that. No, that's okay. I don't want you having a heart failure before your big scene.
No, just during it.
Talking of your big scene, we've decided it's too dangerous for you to do the abseiling. We've got a stuntman for it.
Oh, for the pity.
Yeah, well, I knew you'd be disappointed. Still, we'll need you for the shot at the top. You know, roped up and about to go over the edge, okay? You okay, Bob? You roped up all right?
Yes, thank you.
In position?
Yes.
Excuse me not coming closer, but heights really bug me. Especially one as sheer as this.
Really?
Yeah.
Could we do the shot now, please?
Okay, yeah. We'll go for a take, and I'll talk you through it, Bob. Turn over.
Take three, take one.
And action. Right. Now imagine you're looking at your boss, Bob. Give him a quick smile. That's it. No. A quick smile, Bob. That's more like a rictus. Okay, now give him the old thumbs up. And for continuity, make the step backwards. And now... Geez, where'd he go? Bob, are you okay?
I'm sorry. That's why you said make two steps backwards.
How are your hands? Let's have a look at your hands. Where are they?
I think I left them on the rope.
Oh, you're a funny guy. You know, you weren't supposed to come down there, Bob. But I suppose you just couldn't resist the challenge, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. You were lucky the camera crew down here were ready, though. They were almost caught by surprise.
They weren't the only ones.
And such great footage, too. You made it look as though you'd completely lost control.
Good. I've been working in that part of my performance.
Shall we set up for the scuba shot, Matt?
Yeah, we'll move on. I expect you're raring to go, aren't you, Bob?
Yes, I'd love to go.
Fine. Now, this is the moment where you find the body in the water next. So you go get changed. We'll be ready for you.
Thank you. Terrific.
And Bob, have the girls put something on those hands.
Yeah, skin perhaps.
Talk to you,
yeah, of course, sweetie. What is it?
Well, it's about Bob. I mean, I just wondered, is there something special about his cars?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, someone's stolen this one now.
What?
I mean, a woman just walked onto the location and drove off in it.
That's terrible.
I know. Should I tell him?
No. I mean, did you get the number?
Yes.
Good. We just get on to the police and tell them. She won't get far.
Right.
But don't tell Bob. We don't want him getting upset. Not with his big underwater scene coming up. That was incredible, Bob. Fantastic. Linda, I tell you, this guy's a real find.
Oh, good. I think I've got all the water out of him now. That's it.
Great. You okay, Bob?
I think so.
What a performance. I mean, most actors would have just shown the terror in their eyes, but not you. Mouth open, arms waving, lungs filling with water. You know, you actually made it look as though you were drowning. That's the way you're going, Bob. I reckon you could win an award.
Victoria Cross, probably. A posthumous one.
Hey, great. I love your humor.
The next shot set up, Matt.
Oh, God.
Great stuff. Now, this is where you're rescued by Steve, Bob.
On horseback.
That's it. You're dodging the bullets when Steve rides up, reaches down, and makes to lift you into the saddle. And that's where we'll cut to a rear shot and let the stuntman take over.
Oh, well, that sounds quite easy.
Well, it is. You've done the top shots. From here on in, it's all plain sailing. Bob, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. What can I say? Is it very painful?
I think his leg's broken.
I'm not surprised. That horse was going a hell of a lick when it hit him.
You better call an ambulance.
Good.
Where's
she's gone?
I have no idea. The horse went charging off down the riverbank, Bob. I am so sorry. He said he could ride. He said he was an expert. Said he'd spent a summer driving around America breaking horses.
He was probably driving into them.
Well, I think it's awful. And he lied in order to get a part. Don't you think that's immoral, Bob?
Well, not immoral, exactly. Stupid, certainly. You don't know who his agent is, do you?
Well, yeah, the same as yours, Desmond.
Surprise, surprise.
Anyway, you just try to relax, and an ambulance will be here soon to take you to hospital.
Thank you. Oh, what about the car? Could someone drive away for me?
I'm afraid someone already has, Bob. It's been stolen.
Stolen?
Yes, young woman. She just drove off in it. Don't worry, she won't have got far. I phoned the police.
Oh, no.
Now, is there anyone we should call for you? Let them know what's happened.
You could ring my ex-fiancé, I suppose.
Ex-fiancé?
Almost certainly by now.
Well, where can we call her? Home? The office?
I should try the police station.
Bert, look, a complete wreck.
Thanks. I didn't think you'd come.
Of course I've come. I'd have been here sooner if you hadn't had me arrested.
I didn't. It was a misunderstanding.
You're telling me. Picked up for nicking my own car.
I am sorry.
Now they're thinking of bringing a charge of wasting police time.
Oh, are they? You poor thing.
Against you.
Why?
For claiming it was your car.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's the leg?
Well, not too bad. A couple of months, they say.
Oh.
I've lost the part, though. Matt was very nice about it. Said they'll pay my fee and even compensate me for my loss of earnings.
Oh, well. That should be worth a bit.
Yeah, a bit, yes. They estimate it from your previous year's earnings. I'll be lucky if I get a fiver.
Well...
That's just too depressing, Sue. In fact, I don't think I could possibly be more depressed than I am at this moment.
Robert, old boy! How are you?
Correction, at this moment.
I was so sorry to hear about the leg.
Thank you, Desmond.
By the way, before I forget, when I went round to your house, there was a policewoman there asking for you.
Oh, that was quick.
Oh, I don't know. She said you reported it a fortnight ago.
Reported what?
You're missing Fiat. They found it.
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew Archer, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn, Caroline Quentin, Blaine Fairman, Joe Kendall, and Joanna Mackey. The producer was Paul Spencer. Thank you.